and holding the lamp, the colonel led the way up to the second floor. It was a labyrinth of an old house, with corridors, passages, narrow winding staircases, and low doors. There were no carpets or signs of any furniture above the ground floor, while the plaster was peeling off the walls and the damp was breaking through in green, unhealthy blotches. I tried to put on as unconcerned an air as possible, despite the unexpected and dramatic warning I had been given by the German woman. The growing fear within me, however, was suddenly forgotten as Colonel Stark stopped before a low door, unlocked it, and led me into a small, square room. Too small, in fact, to hold the three of us at any one time, and Ferguson remained outside.
I'm sure all this is quite familiar to you, Mr. Heffney.
Yes, of course.
The ceiling of this chamber is really the end of the descending piston, which comes down with the force of many tons on this metal floor. It would be a particularly unpleasant thing for us if anyone were to turn it on.
It is somewhat bigger than I had expected.
What do you mean?
I had anticipated a smaller machine. Would you show me the mechanism now?
Very well.
It works readily enough, but there seems to be some stiffness in its action, and there is definitely a loss of force. Ferguson will explain.
Certainly. These are the small lateral columns of water that receive the force and then transmit and multiply it in the usual way. You know all about this, of course.
Well, yes. Perhaps it would be better if I could just examine the machinery. I doubt if it will take long. There's certainly nothing fundamentally wrong with the mechanism. From what you say, it could well be one of the piston cylinders. Do you think you could start it up, Mr. Ferguson?
Certainly.
All right, that's enough. Yes, just as I thought. The fault is in one of the cylinders.
Is it serious?
Well, not particularly. That is, you can carry on working the machine, but I would advise you to get a replacement as soon as possible.
Could we fit this ourselves?
Well, certainly. It's this cylinder here. The seal around the driving head must have shrunk and has obviously led to some slight leakage, allowing a regurgitation of water through one of the side cylinders.
How do we replace it?
Well, you'd have to drain off, of course. Then it's quite simple. Take off the air accumulator here. That gives you access to the piston, and, well, you just change the seal.
And that is the only problem?
As far as I can tell.
In that case, I may as well go and see if we have a spare of some kind.
Look, Colonel, if it's all the same to you, I'm just going to take another look in the chamber, just to make sure.
Very well.
That seems all right in here. Of course, if you do have a spare seal and some tools, I could easily fit it for you.
I'd take no time at all. No time at all. Well, certainly no more than an hour.
What are you doing there?
I was just wondering what was in the floor trough here. Certainly not Fuller's earth.
Is that so?
Colonel Stark, I feel you might have more confidence in me. Surely I should be in a better position to advise on your machine if I knew the exact purpose for which it was being used.
Very well. You shall know all about the machine.
No, wait. Open this door. Do you hear me? Hello, I said open this door! Let me out!
I was gripped by a blind terror as I saw by the light of the lamp I had placed on the floor that the black ceiling was coming down upon me. Slowly, jerkily, but as none knew better than myself, with a force which must within a minute grind me to a shapeless pulp. I threw myself at the door again and dragged with my nails at the lock.
Let me out, please, please!
But I doubt if they even heard my cries above that remorseless clanking. The ceiling was now only a foot or two above my head, and as I felt its rough, hard surface, it flashed through my mind that the pain of my death would depend very much on the position in which I met it. If I lay on my face, the weight would come down upon my spine, and I shuddered to think of that dreadful snap. Easier the other way, perhaps. And yet, had I the nerve to lie and look up at that,